Yeah.
This is a recording for the Blythe Tallship Project Oral History section, and I'm talking today to Terry Boyd. Terry, can you tell me when you were born and how you came to be working in the shipyards?
I was born 20th of November 1937. I left school at the age of 15, which was Newlands County Modern School in the Avenues, Blythe.
And your father was a miner, or had been a miner?
My father was a miner, yes. And after reaching the age of 15, I had reasonable qualifications. I was top pupil at maths, technical drawing and art. Mm-hmm. And the art teacher in Newlands County Modern School recommended that I and three friends should train to be commercial artists, which was based at South Shields.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We trained there for nearly a year, but during that period, one or two ex-trainees came back to the college to warn us that there wasn't sufficient work in that field. With that warning, I left the training course in order to get an apprenticeship before I reached the age of 16.
Because you had to start by 16.
That's right then, yeah. Okay. Or you were too late, yeah.
And coming from a mining background, did you think about going down the mines?
No, not at all. No. My father didn't want us to go down the mines, He knew how atrocious the conditions were,
Right. So you went to the employment office, did you? And asked what you could do?
Yes, after I left the training course, yeah. Mm. And I was recommended to try Blythe Shipyard and try to get into the drawing office because of my qualifications. Oh. I approached the welfare officer, who recommended that I start serving my time in a construction trade, which is what I did, and he would eventually contact me when there was a vacant slot in the drawing office.
So a construction trade within the shipyard?
Construction trade, yeah, that's right, in the shipyard, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you started doing that all the time, waiting to hear,
could you change
to the draft?
Yeah.
And why do you think it never happened?
Because it was an attractive job. And it was a favourite job for the manager's and foreman's sons. And I didn't have any contacts, and that's the reason why I didn't get in. However, I served my time as a plater, and I had a very happy period working in the shipyard for about 16 years, 17 years.
And you were telling me before that about some of the things when you were an apprentice, you didn't get paid as much as you would get later on, did you?
That's right, well, increments every year. Mm-hmm. First year apprenticeship, second year apprenticeship, third year, until you were called a journeyman after the fifth year.
Right.
Fully qualified tradesman.
Did you have to take any exams, or was it just a question of working alongside somebody else?
It was actually, we did have tuition in one of the offices by an ex-foreman shipwright. Mm-hmm. But there was no exam at the end of it. It was just extra training, which concentrated on the theory of the shipbuilding.
Right, so it wasn't purely practical. You had to do some technical
stuff. Oh, yeah, it was. We're writing notes down and drawing sections of the ship, and he was explaining what different bulkheads were and shells, the shell shape at the fore end and the after end of the ship, things like this. Yeah.
So you got a good all round knowledge of how ships were constructed.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you do when you weren't working?